There's been a lot of talk recently around the narcissistic abuse community where people have been saying they're getting bad advice from creators and coaches. Did you sort of transfer your feelings onto this person, never having worked with them directly or even having worked with them directly, but not of their own fault, not of their own accord? Or did this creator become a predator for you? Did they use you? Did they sort of squirm into your life in a way that was inappropriate? I ask because if that person did draw you in to something that was inappropriate, we need to deal with it. If it was something that you personally had to go through, you personally kind of felt about that person, it wasn't on purpose, but it just happened because you were having transference issues, I can help you with that too. I can help you figure out how to get through it. So I think what we have here is a situation where we had a creator who maybe was here for support and maybe who kind of learned a few things but didn't really know all the things yet. And one of the things this creator appears to have not known is that you cannot expect a survivor of narcissistic abuse who is still in the process of healing, who is still vulnerable, to emotionally support you. During my own recovery, which was a long time ago, I could not even support my own emotions, much less the emotions of someone else. I think it's unethical to expect someone who is emotionally vulnerable to try to support you emotionally. However, I understand there are many creators who are here on this platform and other platforms for the purpose of getting support, and there is nothing wrong with that. What is wrong is not being transparent about that to your community, to our community. On more than one occasion, I have called out the practice of being a toxic creator in this niche. If you have a creator treating you this way, treat them just like you would treat any toxic person. Block them, cut them off, don't listen to what they have to say because obviously what they're going to say is not going to be healthy or helpful for you. Remember that you're not alone here. Remember there are many creators on this platform, on other platforms, who are here to serve you because they are one of you, such as myself and a number of others. So someone gives you bad advice. What this comment is referring to is bad advice from coaches and content creators on narcissistic abuse recovery. And unfortunately, there are some out there who do give bad advice, maybe not intentionally, maybe just because they themselves are not fully healed yet and they don't really know or they haven't done their research. Remember that every narcissist and everyone who has been affected by a narcissist is different. So if you are dealing with someone, a therapist, a coach, a content creator who has given you bad advice in the narcissistic abuse community, here's some things you can do. First, ask them to explain themselves. Maybe you just misunderstood what they said. Secondly, if you're still kind of feeling weird about it, don't be afraid to explain to them exactly why you're feeling weird about it, what's making you uncomfortable. That's part of their job to understand. It's also really important, as always, to remember that you are in charge of your life. So whatever a therapist or a coach or a content creator says to you, you don't have to follow their advice. Do what feels right to you. I've been here since before most people knew about a niche like this. I've been on YouTube since 2014 talking about this. I've been writing about it, researching it, studying it since 2005. I feel a little bit of responsibility here. I'm working with a small group of creators and coaches and psychologists to create some sort of standards and guidelines for creators and coaches and psychologists who work, especially creators and coaches who work in this field, because I think it's really important that we don't do this to people. Like if you're here for support, you want to tell your story, you need someone to talk to, come do it on TikTok. This is a perfect place for it. But don't stand there or sit there and tell people that you can help them when you have not helped yourself. If you are still in survivor mode, come here and tell your story. If you are, whatever you're doing, be honest. Don't pretend you can help somebody. Don't accept their money for coaching. If you can't, be a genuinely healed person who is here to help another survivor. I would like to invite those coaches and creators who are interested in being part of the development of these tools, of these standards, to join me and the other groups in this group. And let's work together to create something that works better for survivors. Let's stop hurting each other accidentally. We're not here to cause damage, and we should do anything that we can to avoid causing damage.
We have all been through enough. Those of us who are still in the beginning need our support, not our need for their support. You know?
So now I want to hand it over to the community. Have you been through this? Has this happened to you? Have you found yourself kind of inappropriately attached to a creator? Or have you found yourself in a position where a creator has sort of inappropriately attached to you and you find yourself stuck because of it? Let me know. It's important. We need to protect each other.